5 seconds. The time, 8 o'clock.
It's Arthur Godfrey time.
Brought to you by Snowcroft Frozen Food. Naturally, the freshest food frozen. You can say that again, and I will. Naturally, the freshest food frozen. And now, here's that man himself. Arthur, naturally, the freshest guy on ice.
It's a nice subdued group you have here, Mr. Marvin.
Oh, indeed, sir.
How do you do? You all well and reasonably miserable, huh? What's with you, honey? Oh. Are you cold? Yeah. You had no better sense than to stand out there. There's a place we got across the street, Colby's Hamburger Heaven, where you're supposed to wait. This is Monday, huh? How are you boys doing? You look pretty good. Reasonably good, Mr. Marvin?
Comparatively good, sir.
Comparatively.
Rather restful weekend.
What is this lethal object I have here?
It's a slightly used microphone.
Very sad-looking instruments.
Yeah.
Must you point the thing at me all the time? I hope I never get laughing too hard and lean over and swallow that. I like things being pointed at me. You'll have to fix this. It looks like a toy cannon that the boy has. What a horrible thing. The snow crop hour, Monday, January the 5th, huh? Not supposed to say that, because on the West Coast, it's probably Thursday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I'm sorry for you folks. If you get after those stations you got out there and make them put the show on at 10 o'clock in the morning when it's supposed to be, you wouldn't have that trouble. I thank you kindly. I have another word for the West Coast station managers. And this is January the 5th. Well, they've been having a big deal with the brass over here, you know, about if he would just shut up about what time it is and what day it is, then we could get away with it out here, see? Why do you want to get away with something? Why don't you put the show on at 10 o'clock in the morning like it's supposed to be? Then you wouldn't have to get away with a thing. Of course, it's difficult for some people to do things on the level. This is Snowcrop, huh?
Yes, sir.
And Snowcrop makes some very fine, all for breakfast, frozen broccoli spears. Quick frozen broccoli spears. How delicious. You ever have them for breakfast?
No, sir. I must confess. I've never had them.
You never did, huh? Well, let me see if I can't find something with which to... What did you do with this audience this morning, Tony?
I don't know.
I don't know. You depressed them.
I depressed them? I thought they were just overcome with my sparkle and abundance this morning, sir.
Well, then it must be me. I think I'll go home and you run the show.
Tell a quick joke and then give me a song.
Oh, no jokes. We're
going into a song.
We're paid to sing, Tony.
Gonna leave that to you.
You ask me why I'm always teasing you. You hate to have me call you pretty baby. I really thought that I was teasing you. Why just a baby to me? Your baby talking, baby walking, curly hair. Your baby smiling, my heart smiles. You're just as sweet as you can be. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll cuddle. Baby, and it might as well be you. Ready?
you said and did. Why, I love to Puerto Rico. And just like Peter Pan, it seems you'll always be the same because a little baby dear to me. And that is my answer, that I will love you, love you, that's all. Everybody loves a baby, that's why I'm in love with you. Pretty baby, pretty baby. And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother too. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And we'll come along. Oh, I want to love a baby, and it might as well be you.
What it's like over here, boys.
Pretty horrible,
isn't
it?
Pretty bad.
When I'm sitting over there, there's a great deal of conversation goes on over here. Let me hear. I want to see what.
Go ahead, boy. Start talking. Go ahead. Well, you know, Arthur, I always sit here and watch you very closely, Arthur. I pay, very, very close attention to your every vowel, every syllable. Yes.
Yes. So I want to find out what they have on here.
Some old jokes. Some
can't be the lyrics to the song because even with them up here, they miss them. So. What's this? A note from Chesterfield?
It was a note from a lady in the audience.
A note from a lady?
Mm.
I don't get many notes from lady. Oh, with roses. I just returned from a Caribbean cruise and thought you might be interested to know that everybody, his brother in San Juan, smokes Chesterfields. Well, that's very nice. Mrs. Lonnie Coons. And St. Thomas also, huh? Well, everybody who is discriminating smokes in every place. She sits there all morning just like that. He says he enjoys everything. Russell Mortician. Let's get to this broccoli department, will you? Broccoli Spears. I'm supposed to do a big sell today on broccoli spears and just mention casually peas. That's what it says here. Broccoli spears, big sell, mention peas. All right, peas. Now, how am I going to do a big sell on broccoli? Broccoli is a very fine vegetable. It's green. It grows in the ground. And it is full of all sorts of ground. No. Well, anyway, you like broccoli? You'll love it if you get snow-crop broccoli, really. This is a nice, fresh, green vegetable for your dinner plate. And when it's green like it is here, really bright green, see? It sort of perks up the whole plate. And the tender, you right down here to the bottom of this dock, see in the picture? Right down to the end of that, it's just tender and delicious. One of the most appetizing and, I think, one of the most beneficial greens, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. Mm-hmm.
How do you know?
Well, as I recall from my first grade high school, sir, in my study of nutrition, you'll find a lot of proteins and mineral content in broccoli, particularly the way it's prepared by the snow crop people. And besides, it makes a wonderful decorative as well as a useful vegetable at dinner time. Or for lunchtime.
One could wear it for a boussinière, huh?
Yes, you can.
You could. If you didn't like the broccoli, you could stick it in your buttonhole and the hostess would never know the difference. But the point is, there's never any tough pieces or, you know, tough leaves or stalks or anything in the snow crop broccoli. It's so delicious. I want you to be brand conscious when you're buying frozen foods. There are 1,276, I think it is, they tell me, different kinds of frozen foods on the market. Be brand conscious and ask for snow crop and you will have the very finest quality that is available anywhere in the world. And to help you remember the snow crop, I want you to meet a little fella named Teddy Snowcrop.
see you.
Oh,
how are you this morning? Betty Snowcroft. I love that little tail. That's the cutest little tail. That's a tail. It looks like it's pointing. Looks like it's pointing right at my mic in the picture. I'm looking at the picture, Teddy Snowcroft, see? And when you look at the picture, you can't see your tail anymore, see? You'll have to turn your head all the way around. Tony, why don't you take Teddy Snowcroft over there and sit with you?
Why, sure. Be delighted to. Care to join me? Right.
Come on. Bye-bye. Take him over there with you.
Definitely.
I would like to see if he can sit down on that tail.
Don't you kick me.
You know, some advantages in being a little Teddy Snowcroft.
Indeed, indeed.
Did you ever, when you were a kid, have a fight with a little tough guy?
Yes, I did.
The biggest sneering I ever got in my life, I got from one.
I agree with you.
I was about 5'4" and he was 4'1" or something. And I, you know, you felt like, I don't want to hit you, a little so-and-so. You know. Did he cut me to pieces? Well, there's an old saying, a good little man can ruin a big clumsy fella.
Oh, yeah.
Really ruin him. And it's always the little guy, you know, that gets to be real tough and smart alecky. And boy, you have more trouble with him. We were used to try to invent some kind of a way to take care of little fellows, you know, that wanted to get real tough with you. There was only one way to do it, and that was to pin his arms behind his back and sit on him. And say, let me know when you feel like going about your business. You're in a bad shape, you know, because if you smack him, everybody wants to jump you.
Sure.
And if you don't, you'll cut you to ribbons. So what are you going to do? You're in a bad shape. But the solution is to feed him broccoli. Snow crop broccoli. Listen to CBS Network.
CBS Radio, serving the Midlands Empire. You're listening to Cook, K-double-O-K in Billings. If you like an avenue of escape from humdrum daily existence, hear tonight's 8 o'clock broadcast of Suspense Over Cook, sponsored by Autolite. And believe me, it is a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense. That's tonight at 8 o'clock, a presentation of Electric Autolite.
Godfrey time! Starkey! Packers of the world's finest tuna fish, which comes to you in three convenient styles. Chunk style, solid pack, and white meat. Present Father Godfrey and all the little Godfreys. And now here is that man himself, astro-osculated Godfrey!
Thank you. I have been asked to make the following announcement by the New York City Health Department. The strange odor that has filled the city since the buses went on strike is a substance known as fresh air. Do not be alarmed by it. It will soon go away. It has been said that people in the country breathe it all the time with hardly any ill effects. So pay no attention. Gee, it's a pleasure driving around, though, isn't it? Boy, oh, boy. But gosh, there's a lot of folks, I suppose, are in bad shape kind of those buses. Now that we have no streetcars and no subways. No, we got plenty of subways, but no elevators, huh? It's pretty tough. I hope they settle their differences pretty soon. I do want to say, though, that I hope they put some chlorophyll in their gasoline when they come back. G,
you ever get stuck in the Lincoln Tunnel behind one of those things? Boy, that's terrible. Starkey, what do you call this? Astra osculated?
Yes, sir.
Astra, star, osculated, kiss.
Precisely.
Star kissed. Why, I wonder why the star kissed people didn't think of that name. Astra osculated silverfish.
I can't imagine why they're celebrating.
I can't either, though. I would like, however, for you to meet a very lovely girl. I'm anxious to see you again. Jeanette Davis.
Good morning.
You did a hairdo, huh?
Yes, sir.
It's very pretty, very attractive.
Valerie did this.
Valerie did this?
Mm-hmm.
When did she do that? Between 4 and 5 a.m.?
No, as a matter of fact, it took her about 15 minutes to do it. She's a very clever girl.
She is indeed a clever girl. She did a nice hairdo for you and for Mary. Now, what's she doing for me and Archie?
You have to let your hair grow a little.
That's the thing that bothers me. You don't put anything on your hair to make it stay down, do you?
No.
You just comb it dry and it goes like that, huh?
Well, kind of.
Look, you should see what happens to me if I don't put anything on my hair. Looks like a swab. Do you have your hair?
Well, it does make a little difference either when your hair is curly.
You know what I've been using lately and I'm crazy about it?
What's that?
The thing called lanolin plus hair oil or something. Boy, it's marvelous. Wonderful stuff. Lanolin plus hair dressing or something like that. You ever tried it, Tom?
Yes, I have. It's superb.
It's superb, yeah. Besides, he got it for free. It is very good indeed. Well, I like your whole outfit, Jan. You look pretty good. How come you do me like you do?
And
You'll have Saratan on the rocks. What do you have? They've been waiting for 6 weeks to get a Saratan joke in. That's the way I like to see a tune kicked around. It's a shame just to throw a couple of choruses away. We really knocked the stuffing out of that one, didn't we? The star-kissed tuna fish is a good source of vitamin A. You were lacking in vitamin A this morning? What's the vitamin A supposed to be for?
Why, you have eyes.
So your eyes?
Yes, sir. Vitamin D would do that also.
Vitamin A is also good to help prevent colds, isn't it?
Yes.
Or is that C?
C, vitamin B1 also.
What is it you get in carotene?
Vitamin
A.
A, that's right.
It's good.
Light blindness.
They tell me if you take on plenty of carotene or plenty of vitamin A, you are not so easily susceptible to colds. So, maybe let's have tuna fish and broccoli for breakfast. I bet you that'd make a good dish.
Absolutely.
Cream, star-kissed tuna fish, and a snow-crop broccoli.
Huh?
I bet it would make a doggone good dish. Vitamin A is so essential to well-being, it is therefore important for you to know one of the most abundant natural sources is a can of delicious, nutritious, star-kissed tuna fish, which comes, as Tony told you, in three different styles. You like white meat in tuna fish? They got it for you in the white label, star-kissed white meat. If you like the fancy pack, solid, they got that in the blue label. I think that's a little more expensive than the others. And the star-kissed chunk style, depending on what you like. The thing again, be brand conscious, my dear friend. When you're buying frozen foods, you want snow crab. When you want tuna fish, you want star-kissed tuna fish. Don't let the guy just sell you any old can of tuna fish. Make him give you star-kissed, and you've got the best quality. Well, you have. You should see what they go through to provide that for you. The fish isn't out of the water more than 3 minutes before he's frozen solid as this. Just a hard rock right now. And he stays like that, you know, until you put him in the can. And if you walked through that factory, you wouldn't know where you were if you were blindfolded. You can't smell a thing. It's clean as a whistle. It's a wonderful thing they did to make fish packing really a top business. And they have come up with the finest product, too. So remember Star-Kissed, huh? Hey, let's do some more of that backroom piano stuff, Lud. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
This is CBS Radio serving the Midland Empire. Cook, K-double-O-K in Billings. The Billings Weather Bureau temperature is now 32 degrees, courtesy of Stott's Standard Service Station, corner of 6th Avenue North and 27th Street. Smile with Lyle, and remember, your car deserves the finest care, the kind you get at Stott's Standard Service Station, at the corner of 6th Avenue North and 27th Street. Stay tuned now for the next portion of Arthur Godfrey Time.
It's Arthur Godfrey Time!
Time to get up, dear.
Am I tired. You talked in your sleep all night long.
I didn't think of it coming.
All you talked about was Breeze, the new all-purpose detergent.
Come on.
You said Breeze is perfect for family wash, dishes, and dainties.
I said that.
And you said there's a fluffy cannon face cloth right inside every large-size package of Breeze. Boy, how you talked.
Well, everything you said about Breeze is true, but I never talk in my sleep.
President presents Arthur Godfrey Time. President White, and the new Pepsodent Chlorophyll toothpaste for that clean mouthpaste. And now, here's that man himself, the fellow with the polyglottoid oral facade, Arthur Smiley Godfrey.
Thank you, but it's all very confusing.
I agree.
Very confusing. You're sure that it's Pepsodent now that sponsors
it? I'm quite certain, sir. This is now Pepsodent.
I just want to make sure of that. That's all. What a silly Bill's Mills. Pepsodent Toothpaste presents to you a fella that I'm sure you'll enjoy. His name is Frank Parker.
Hi.
Morning.
How did you do?
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
Fine. You boys are sure cutting up those blues, man.
Yeah. Blues all over the place here.
Sound real good.
Does it make good radio?
Oh, it's wonderful. Very interesting.
Well, we get a bang out of doing it. And did you get a load of Archie's class? He played one. That long hair, square hair, he played one. And a good one, too.
Yeah, sure sounded fine.
Well, what would you like to sing for us this morning?
Well, I've got a song here that says that you remind me of my mother. Tell me, do you think I should see my psychiatrist? This song is from Little Nellie Kelly, which was my first show.
Tell me this before we... What? Say that again.
This song came from Little Nellie Kelly, George M. Cohan's Little Nellie Kelly, which was the first show I was ever in.
Is that so? And this song was in it?
Yes.
Did you sing it in the show?
No, I was in the chorus. Well, we did it in the chorus. That's one of the chorus singers.
Oh. We had not yet found your voice.
No, as a matter of fact, at that time, I was a dancer. And a pretty bad one, I might add. Greatest switch I ever made when I went to singing.
A little easier on you.
Oh, yeah, I never would have made it.
Oh, you still trip a mean fantastic. You do.
Oh,
all
no,
right.
I got two left feet.
Look, he has only enough breath for one or the other. I think maybe you better remind me of your mother first. And then you can dance.
You asked me why I fell in love with you. I'm going to tell you the truth.